strap in. It's going to be a heck of a ride. It's like drinking from a fire hose. Never a dull moment, but yes, you'll hear the stories you won't hear anywhere else, and we appreciate you being here with us for them today. I'm Justin Barclay. Congressman Bill Huizinga from Michigan joins us now. Congressman, you got the Senate just passed this $1.7 trillion omnibus bill. It is just a pork-filled. I look at it.
There's a technical term out here, Justin. Yeah. We call them turd burgers. That's a big, giant, massive turd burger.
Yeah. Well, apparently it's also stuffed with lobster because there's money in here for favorite lobster groups, and it's not just pork.
It's a salmon lobster roll. I don't know. It's salmon's in there like 47 different times funded. The $3 million for a bee-friendly highway system. I'm all about, pollination, and we've had issues with bees, but how in the world do you make a bee-friendly highway system? It's this kind of stuff. And there's earmarks, chock full of earmarks. And here's sort of the insult to injury, right? So constitutionally, all these spending bills have to originate in the House. We're not even pretending to do appropriations processes anymore, and we're just sending these big beginnings of turd burgers over to the Senate. Mm-hmm. They add in their spices and secret sauce and earmarks and all the other good stuff, and then they drop it back in our lap with no ability to amend it, review it, anything. So the Senate left. Yeah. They're all gone. Yeah. Those of us that are here not voting by proxy, by the way, it is almost half of the U.S. House is voting by proxy. So they're not here. Wow. I don't believe it's legal or constitutional. So I am here. I have not voted proxy once in this entire time that Pelosi has been using this as a tool, really, for control. And, here we are. And this is the worst parts of how this system is broken is being shown to the folks.
All right. So I got to ask you, Congressman Bill Huizinga, you guys are going to vote. What time does this vote happen today?
Good question. Rules Committee is going to be going in at 10 o'clock. They're supposedly doing an expedited rule committee. And so each bill that comes to the floor has to have a rule. Can you amend it? Can you not amend it? Time for debate, all those things. So we're going to have our first vote probably somewhere at no earlier than 10:30, probably more like 11. And then there will be either an hour or maybe 2 hours of debate on this omnibus bill. And then some procedural votes that are going to be happening. So it'll probably be somewhere between noon and 2 o'clock today. And then I'm trying to get back to Michigan, see my family. So I rented a Ram pickup, four-wheel drive, and I'm driving home because all the flights are getting canceled.
Well, good luck to you and God bless, because it's going to be a fun drive, that's for sure. But, I still think it'd probably be a lot easier than dealing with what you have to deal with in this vote today. Here's some of the statistics of what we're looking at. Over $100 billion after this thing gets passed on spent on the Ukraine war once this whole thing goes through. And, you can talk about whether or not, we should be fighting this fight and how much money we should be spending Zelensky came over in his PJs the other day and spoke to you guys in Congress, which is just crazy to me. On the floor of the House, the guy is in a sweatshirt. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I don't know if you want to comment on that or not, but.
Yeah. Well, we're not allowed to go onto the House floor dressed like that. The rules require us to be in a coat and tie. And there was actually a fair amount of, not to get too petty, but it was like, okay, dude, you couldn't put a tie on.
Yeah.
And I understand it's about the optics and he's wanting to look like he's in the middle of a siege.
Yeah, but that's the problem. That's the problem. Yeah. That this is all optics and the American people are seeing through this stuff, spending $100 billion in Ukraine and won't spend a penny to secure our border. I mean, folks have had it.
Yeah. Well, and that's, again, going back to this Omni, that's exactly right. We are spending money in the Middle East for border security. We're spending it around the world. but we will not allow those resources to be used on our own southern border. And it's a crisis. I mean, there is no other word that you can use other than absolute crisis and disaster with what's happening. And it's going to get worse if the courts don't keep Title 42 in place. I mean, and we know that there's a record number of crossings that have happened at the southern border. Interestingly enough, CBP has not released the November numbers yet. We're 23 days into December. They won't release the November numbers. And it's not because they don't have them. It's because they're political and they don't want this to look worse than what it is. Mm-hmm. And if we don't have the border integrity, all right, knowing who and what is coming across our border, that is a recipe for disaster. And this administration is standing by, just encouraging it.
Justin Barkley in for Glenn Beck today on the Glenn Beck Program. We're talking with Congressman Bill Huizinga out of West Michigan, and he'll be there voting on the floor today. And I didn't get your answer. You're a no on this omnibus?
I'm a hell no.
I thought I wanted to make that clear. I thought that's what the answer was.
Let's be clear. The underlying double exclamation mark, no.
So, and one of the things that I think a lot of us have frustration is, why didn't they just let this slide so that when Republicans take over here in January, we could work it out and have a little more leverage to do some of the things that need to be done, particularly when it comes to the border, et cetera. One of the things I know folks want to see is oversight on a lot of these issues. Hey, the FBI, man, and what we're hearing now, what's happening with Twitter and the statement the FBI put out the other day about conspiracy theorists. No, we have the emails. Their own people are saying this. Yeah. Congressman Huizinga, I mean, this, I don't know. How do we come back from this?
Yeah. Well, look, this is J. Edgar Hoover type stuff, right? I mean, this, you have to be scratching your head if you're a regular American looking at this and just even sort of casually paying attention to what is going on. And you have to wonder how these governmental agencies have gotten so out of control and have really put our own constitutional rights and privileges under attack, and it's not acceptable. Now, you know, one of the perverse elements of passing this omnibus this way. By the way, it should have been done. I mean, this is continuing funding for this current fiscal year, which started October 1st. So we should have had this all wrapped up in September. But nonetheless, here's what funding all these governmental agencies through the remainder of this fiscal year through September means. They don't have to come to Congress for our oversight request, mm-hmm. right? They've got their funding for the year. There's not going to be any pressure on that. So we're going to have to figure out how we apply that pressure properly and constitutionally as we are supposed to make sure that we've got those answers. And so whether it's the FBI or a lot of the work that I do is with the Securities and Exchange Commission and their ESG agenda, that environmental, social, and governance garbage that they're trying to force not only onto publicly traded companies, but to privately held companies as well. And what things like that mean for our economy moving forward. So there's a lot of very, very serious issues that we have to tackle. The power of the purse is one of the main tools that that Congress has. We have abdicated and given that up for decades, frankly, now, and it's just gotten worse. And we've got to restore that.
Congressman Bill Huizinga, let me ask you before you go. You're also going to be overseeing some of this. This SBF FTX thing. Yeah. Sam Bankman-Fried has been freed. Basically, this is a $250 million bail. They got this guy back in the U.S. But that's not really the story. The truth is he's going to go hang out at his mom and dad's $4 million home, and they put some of the equity of that thing up, and that's how he got it. He didn't have to pay $250 million. This guy's going to be hanging out in his flip-flops, probably got his Zelensky sweatshirt on, or I don't know what he's going to be in his PJs, you know, just having a good time. This is wild.
Yeah, it is. And you know, look, this is the the worst parts of Enron's business practices, along with Bernie Madoff. And this is just outright fraud. And the notion that these really kids had any business running these multi-billion dollar and multinational companies is ridiculous.
They used and QuickBooks for their
QuickBooks
to keep track of everything. Yeah. Which is a decent program. And, you know, you just don't want to use it for billion-dollar companies, you know?
Exactly. And multinational, international trades going on. And, at the end of the day, the institutional investors who supposedly are very savvy investors got sucked into this. Mm-hmm. They found a politically progressive, very smart entrepreneur who is going to, quote-unquote, reimagine capitalism. And all while making them gobs of money.
Yeah. Well, they also sent half of it back to Maxine Waters and the rest of them. I mean, they all took the money too, didn't they?
Yeah. And
Democrats.
That was a huge part of it is his growing influence that was here in Washington. So whether they were on Wall Street or whether they were in Silicon Valley or whether they were here in Washington, D.C., people were just fawning over this guy. And obviously it unraveled, and I'm glad it did.
It's unthinkable. I appreciate you taking the time to talk with us. Appreciate you giving us the answer on your hell no vote. We appreciate that as well. Congressman Bill Heisinger, thank you very much for taking the time today.
Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody, and safe travels for those that are out traveling. And hey, just please know this. We're going to keep fighting for the American taxpayer. And we are, you've got a group of us out here in Washington. We're very eager to get back in the majority, but we have to use that majority for the right things. And we're hopeful that we're going to be able to do that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. A Merry Christmas to you. See the craziest part about this Sam Bankman-Fried thing? He's out. $4 million, $4 million home. I guess that's on the line, or part of it at least. He's just hanging out. Mom and Dad's house. It's like Christmas vacation for him. It's Chevy Chase, Christmas vacation. He's going to do some sledding later on or what? I don't know, but that's this guy's out. He's just, I mean, you're talking about the crypto comment and how many people lost it all, right? Because of this guy. And yet people that just took like a tour, they took a walk. The grandmas that took a walk right through up. The Capitol, they're still locked up in jail cells in Washington, D.C., in dungeons. It's just nuts, but it's all part of what we're seeing is sort of the double standards that we continue to deal with. Thank you for being here today. Don't forget to share. Follow me everywhere at Mr. Justin Barkley on all the platforms at justinbarkley.com. You get my good newsletter. We can stay in touch no matter what happens with big tech and social media. And let's continue to get these stories out so that people can hear the truth. Why does that matter? Well, when you hear the truth, you can make the best decision for you and your families, and that's important. And no matter what happens, folks, my peace, my home, doesn't come from my circumstances. It certainly doesn't come from the people that are in the White House or in Washington, D.C. My peace, my hope, my joy is from someplace altogether much bigger. Keep your eyes focused on Him. God is still on the throne. God bless. I need new conspiracy theories. All of mine have come true. Whether it's the original t-shirt that launched and started it all, or any of the new gear, t-shirt, hoodies, all of the cool stuff we have in the store at justinbarkley.com/store. Anything you buy not only helps support what we're doing here, getting the word out, sharing the truth and the stories that matter most, but also helps spark some much-needed conversation when you're out and about talking to people. My new favorite? Yeah, obviously, the Justin quarter zip. Yeah, that's great, but I love the brand new One Nation Under God hoodie and t-shirt that's available in multiple sizes and colors. You can grab them right now at justinbarkley.com/store and get geared up today. Thank you for your support. We're talking about shortages now on children's medications. But we've seen shortages on everything, folks, from toilet paper, children's medication, food shortages. Eventually, we're going to be faced with food shortages. It's coming, and sooner rather than later. Get prepared. Now, I never want to make you feel afraid. I never want to invoke a spirit of fear here. I want you to be empowered. Think about what may be coming down the road so that you can get prepared for your family, for your friends, for your loved ones. Go to preparewithjustin.com and take a look at my Patriot Supply. They've got food
and gear for nearly every need. You know, whether it's natural disaster or man-made, or in this case, Biden-made, World Economic Forum, made natural disaster, whatever it might be, these things are coming. Disaster will strike at some point, and we can get ready. My favorite motto is prepare like it all depends on me and pray like it all depends on God. Get ready with My Patriot Supply when you go to preparewithjustin.com. That's preparewithjustin.com. Go today and save some money. Plus, get ready no matter what's coming. We just partnered with Mike Lindell. And by the way, you know Mike because he's a courageous American. He's fighting the fight for us. He wants to make sure that this country gets back on track. In so many ways, Mike's doing great things. And when he's risking it all, I mean, he's been canceled by the big box stores. Now, they're coming after him. And Mike refuses to give up. He won't stop fighting for us. He won't stop fighting for this country. That's why I love Mike Lindell. But, you know, I love his products. The MyPillow stuff is amazing. I've been using the pillows for years, but just recently I got the sheets. And I wake up every morning and it's hard to get out of bed. Not because we face all the things that we face, but just I'm so comfortable. The sheets and the duvet covers, and that's just a fancy word for the blanket, the comforter that you put over yourself. I got to tell you, Mike is, he's one of the best. And MyPillow.com/Justin. You can help support Mike and this show and get some great products. If you're like me, maybe you're powered by the My Coffee right now, or you're loving the towels, even the slippers. You can get up to 80% off right now on everything at MyPillow.com/Justin. Just use keyword Justin, J-U-S-T-I-N. That's MyPillow.com/Justin. And save a bundle and help fight back. Save our country today. And the Bible tells us that we will face trials of all kinds, folks. They're coming. How can you face them with a little hope, with a little joy, with peace beyond understanding? My wife and I know this. We've been through it. We're the ringer with our little girl. Our first was born 27 weeks. She was born a little early. God had a different plan. We felt a peace through it all. Talk about her story, and I share what sustained us through it all and gives me the perspective, the hope to fight and continue, no matter what we face in the coming days. We've seen the worst from the World Economic Forum. We've seen our very own government turn on us in a lot of ways. We've seen economically what can happen in this country and even more on the horizon. You don't want to think about those things. They are coming. But how can you get prepared to fight against it? Now, I've talked about ways you can physically do that, but how do you prepare your mind? How do you prepare your soul? How do you get your family ready? That's why I wrote my book, Good News, Hope, and Encouragement for Trying Times. I want to share the good news. I want to show you how to spot it, create it, and share it with others in your life. Well, of course, if you want to grab a signed copy of the book, you can get it right now. I'd love to send it to you. Go to justinbarclay.com/store to get your copy. justinbarclay.com/store. I'll sign it, send it to you, and get it in your hands. We just got a new shipment in, and I'd love to give you a copy of my book so that you can get the good news today. Make it a great day. God bless.